This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. You are about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case loving you.
Oh, my God. I have had the worst last 12 hours, and I don't want to rip on any particular product, but oh my gosh, why didn't anybody warn me? So I'm going to warn you guys, this is horrible. This is so horrible. Okay, so let me kind of catch everybody up here. Okay, I get constipated. We all know I get constipated. I think my producers at Nausea know that I get constipated, and I have tried everything for my tushy, and it's not a tushy thing. When you're constipated, it's more of an intestine thing, and you know, there's theories on where you're constipation really starts. Some people think it's the brain. Some people think it's the thyroid. You know, I know the exact spot in my colon where the constipation happens because I've had enough abdominal surgeries where I get scar tissue, and the scar tissue keeps pulling, you know, on the colon in different areas, so it starts to kink. And it looks like a, you know how your vacuum cord starts to kink, or you're like a lawn hose. You know how your lawn hose kinks, and then all of a sudden the water comes out, and Dad is yelling, "Where's the water? Quit standing on the water." My father would be like, "Why there's no water? Get off the hose, you stupid! Get off the hose!" I'm like, "I'm not on the hose, Daddy." You know, and it would kink. Let's straighten it out. So my hose or my colon is kinked. And so I when I go potty, it's like God makes some major right turns, maybe some loop-de-loops, and maybe even some roundabouts. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if the British, who invented the roundabouts, have something to do with my colon issues. I mean, I've never gotten over the whole taxation without representation, so I wouldn't be surprised if some of my constipation issues are because of the British. But I bought a new product that really looks enticing. They're called Dulcolax Soft Chews. And they look yummy. You see like the strawberries? They look yummy. And it says here, great tasting. So when you read the package, and I'm going to read it to you guys because some of you guys aren't watching on Facebook Live, it says here that it works naturally, and I like natural. I'm like, good, maybe it like finds a piece of broccoli and grabs it before it goes down my mouth. I don't know how it works naturally, because the only way to really help with constipation naturally is to kind of get some natural good food in you. Maybe it grabs a bran muffin on the way. So it says it works naturally with my body. Well, there's nothing really natural about my body. I mean, I don't have implants, but I've had enough surgery where I really don't think that I was born looking like this. Then it says plus. See, for those of us in math, whenever you see a plus, it's a good sign. When you see a negative, it's a bad sign. So they put a nice, very numerical, algebraic symbol here to make you happy. Then it says relief in as little as 30 minutes. So I had two radio interviews. I was on the Casey Hendrickson show and then the Simon Conway show. One was at 2 and one was at 3:35. So I'm thinking, if I finish my interview at 2:20, and this works within 30 minutes, I would technically go potty at 3 o'clock, right? And then I could be on the Simon Conway show without a hitch. So I take one. Now, it promises one relief in 30 minutes. It also promises that it's going to be tasty. Now, mind you, I'm on a time crunch, so I have to, like, quickly hurry and quickly, you know, grab one. So I get one, and it looks like this, okay? And then you can't... it took me about 30 minutes to open up the packaging. So now I'm in a hurry trying to get the packaging. And I'm like, okay, it's going to be worth it because it's going to be yummy. It's going to be like a starburst. It's sticking to the metal. So I'm trying to pull out my laxative, and I'm on a very big timeline, and I'm looking at this, and I'm like, wait a second, that does not look like a yummy strawberry thing. So I put it in my mouth, and it's made of magnesium hydroxide, and it tastes like magnesium hydroxide. How magnesium hydroxide works is it, by osmosis, it kind of draws extra water into the colon. One of the reasons why we get constipated is we don't drink enough water. So it tries to pull extra fluid into the colon to help soften the stool and produce some motility so you go potty. So I eat one of these, nothing happens. Okay, 30 minutes goes by, nothing happens. I do my interview. I start to feel a little bloated. I go to the potty. I play all the lives of my Candy Crush, right? We've all been there. Still can't go potty. So then I decide to take a nap. I'm like, well, maybe when I wake up, I'll be able to go potty. We are talking, right? I have been in the bathroom now, right? Since I woke up at 6 p.m., I have been in the bathroom now for like almost, 18 hours? I don't even know what the hell time it is now. And natural and mild and soft relief. Oh my gosh. First, I look about 9 months pregnant. Second, this thing, that was the most painful thing ever. And it still doesn't taste like strawberry. And okay, 30 minutes, my butt. So the point I want to make, people, is if you are going to use any sort of laxatives, do not believe the yummy, tasting flavors. I remember in the 80s. Or in the 70s, there was something that looked like a chocolate bar, and the woman would break off a piece of a chocolate bar, and it was a laxative. Now, I am, like, drooling at the TV, and I'm like, Mom, I want the, I think it was X-Lax or something. I go, Mommy, get this for me, get this for me, get this for me. So she's thinking I'm having major bowel issues. She goes, you need me to take you to the hospital? I go, no, because I want the chocolate. She's like, well, we could get chocolate. I'm like, no, but that looks really, really good. I've never tried the chocolate-tasting laxative, but I guess chocolate-tasting laxative is like Tootsie Roll chocolate. I don't think it's like Hershey's chocolate. I think it's like Tootsie Roll chocolate. So one, just be prepared that there might be kind of some false advertising on that. Number two, if anything says it's going to help you poop in 30 minutes, multiply that by 100. So 3,000 minutes, because I think I'm right now on my 3,000th minute, and I still haven't even finished, okay? I have like the train trying to make this right turn still, despite however much magnesium hydroxide I took. I've drunk water. I've even lied like sideways. Like I don't know if you guys have seen this. What I'm trying to do is I'm trying to sit like this, so it just kind of helps it move. And I'm just afraid in the middle of the show I'm going to have to run and go potty. So Ducalax Soft Chews, 30 minutes soft relief my butt. This just is complete false advertising. And I don't even know how many calories I even took in. This might have really messed up my carb day. So water, fiber, just eat the broccoli, talk to your doctor, and eat a regular strawberry, because this ain't strawberry. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safe. Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. So it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com, 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now, 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now, 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel who's working the dials. And big thanks to you all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. Okay, so I don't know if you guys have been kind of following this whole college cheating scandal, but one mom is going to jail. She's only going to jail for 5 weeks, but she's going to jail. And she's from California. And apparently she paid about $9,000 to get her kid to pass a few classes online. And I think these classes were through Georgetown, which is a pretty Ivy League school. And her son was, I guess, having academic issues. So he was, I think, on academic suspension. So rather than hiring a tutor, she hired that singer company, the one where he would, you know, allegedly falsify, you know, academic prowess and, you know, ability to get on, you know, academic teams and things like that. And I don't know what the hell whole scheme it involved, but it involved people, you know, high up in Hollywood. So she paid $9,000 for this company to have somebody take the class for her son. Three of the grades, I think there were four classes, three of the grades he did okay in, but one he got a C. So he got a C, so she wants, I guess, a refund or a discount. I don't know how she ends up getting caught, but apparently she's going to jail now for 5 weeks. Now, the judge, it's very, very interesting. So her name is Karen Littlefair. She's about 57 years old right now. She says she is truly sorry for her actions. And the judge basically said that she taught her son that it's, quote, okay to cheat, that it's okay to take shortcuts. Now, I mean, I agree with the judge, but let's kind of be honest about real life here, okay? Which is why many of the millennials and the Generation Zs are kind of like, you want me to go to college, why? Okay, what happened was there's some, I don't know, sort of mantra or some sort of rule that if you go to a fancy schmancy college, you're going to be more successful. Now, I went to state schools. I love the fact that I went to state schools. I went to UNLV, I went to UNR, I went to UCLA, and I love my career. And so maybe I would even have a, you know, more robust career if I went to Harvard, but I gotta tell you, I have the best friends ever, you know, from UNLV and UNR and UCLA and stuff, so I'm very, very happy I went to the schools that I went to, and I graduated from the University of Nevada state system, and I am proud of it, and I will vouch it's one of the best school systems in college out there. You could disagree, I don't give a crap. I'm very, very happy with my education. I thought I did a damn good job. But there's apparently this pervasive, you know, bougie sort of theory that you need to get into the fancy schools. If your kid doesn't get into the fancy schools, it makes you look bad. My kids are going to go to state schools, and I am proud of it. I am so proud of being a rebel. We're rebels, rebel up. And I, if my kids all go to UNLV and UNR, hallelujah, praise the Lord, I couldn't be prouder. If they go to community college, again, I'm proud of them, no matter what they do, okay? We're not really bougie, okay? I'll buy my clothes, Target, wherever, and you know, if it matches, all I want to do is match. I don't have to be fancy. So I don't really understand that world where you have to be in a fancy schmancy school and your kid has to be good enough to get into a school like that. And the reason why I don't understand that is because Hollywood, for example, is just riddled with cheating and riddled with, you know, not going by the rules. And I'm not accusing them of being malicious or being illegal, but, you know, I'm in show business. And, you know, not having a close relative in show business kind of hurts, right? When you see all these people that get the movie roles and they get in and they're related to this person, they're related to this person, they're related to this person, you know, it gives them that step up. That's cheating. Now, they prove their worth. They prove they're awesome. Like one son of a star I am really, really impressed with. I think his name is Michael Levy. He's part of I Can't Say Blank Creek, right? That hit TV show. He's Eugene Levy's son. He's a producer. He's an actor. He's one of the best parts of that show. That kid earned it. Okay, but did he get that shot because of his dad? You know, I mean, a lot of times with jobs, you need that foot in the door. And so many of us get the foot in the door. Now, I am related to Joel Grey. I think he's like a fourth cousin, which means Jennifer Grey is a third cousin. Never talked to them. Haven't met them. All right. That's not why I'm here. I don't think anybody even knows that. It is such a distant relative connection that, you know, maybe I got to where I did because I had got an MD, you know, and a medical degree. I don't know. But I definitely didn't, you know, cheat. I definitely didn't use connections. You know, I had to make my own connections. I had to meet people. I had to, you know, prove my worth and show, you know, I could do the job, that I could, you know, be on TV or I could be in radio. That's why I'm in radio, because they're like, no, TV's not going to work for you. But whatever the case, I had to do it on my own. But that's not really the case with most jobs. And so I get that the judge said, you're saying it's okay to cheat and it's okay to take shortcuts. That's kind of what life is right now. All life is about shortcuts and cheating. You know, it's about networking and finding, you know, the right way in, and then, you know, working, you know, working the system to get yourself advanced. I mean, I can't tell you how many institutions out here where it's like, I mean, you play the right side of somebody, you advance. You play it straight and you're like, this is wrong or whatever, you're out. And so I see people cheat. I see people take shortcuts all the time. Now, I'm not saying that's right, but and the judge is right, and I'm not trying to criticize the judge, but I think the millennials and the Generation Zers are seeing what we Xers or even boomers have been trying to, you know, fight against. Okay? I mean, we grew up with the traditionalists. Of the traditionalists were like my grandparents. Even though my parents were technically the traditional age, they called themselves boomers. But the traditionalist age group, which was, you know, from the World War II time and before, was you work hard and you're gonna get rewarded. You work hard. Now, they're right. You have to work hard. But what are you working hard at? Are you working hard at following the rules and doing your job exactly the way it's supposed to do it? Or are you supposed to show your boss that you were able to save them tons of money because of a shortcut? You know, college is supposed to be something that, I apologize, let me get my Facebook Live up again. I wonder if Facebook Live just cuts me off because I just, you know, I think it's like a time limit. So I apologize. Hold on a second. There we go. Sorry about that. So, when it comes to college, all right, you know, college was supposed to be something that you earned. You went through grade school, you went to high school, and then you borrowed money or you worked through school like I did, or you tried to get a scholarship, and then you did college, you got a degree, and then that degree was a shortcut. That degree was a shortcut to a job. So if you had all these, if your employer had all these applications, and there were applications of people who didn't go to college and those who did, that was your shortcut. That is what got you to the top of the line. All right, but that was an okay shortcut. Well, a lot of the millennials and Zers are going, okay, that doesn't even work anymore. Most people have some sort of a degree, and that doesn't mean you're going to get a job, especially in this COVID era. So now people are taking different shortcuts, like Mark Zuckerberg or, you know, eBay or some of these other companies where they're like, well, you know what, rather than going to college and getting the entry-level job and working your way up, I'm going to just start an idea. I'm going to borrow money for the idea. I'm going to just try to bypass all that and start growing my business. Well, some of them are pretty damn successful. So the people who are the most successful, who are doing it legally and legit, are doing shortcuts. Not necessarily cheating, but they are doing shortcuts. And we have a very, very impatient world right now. We don't have to wait for our food to be cooked because we could just go and get drive-through. We don't have to wait to hear from a boyfriend. He could just text us. And when he doesn't text, you think it's a cell phone issue because it's like, you know, why am I not hearing from him? When I was growing up, I don't know what I'd do because I would blame, well, the phone lines are slow. Maybe something's slowing down the wires. No, he just wasn't calling. But, you know, we're so impatient now because we get to do everything right here now. I don't have to go to a library and go through the Dewey Decimal System. I can just go onto Google and look something up. So we now need to almost redefine shortcuts as good shortcuts and bad shortcuts. What some of these parents are doing is exactly what we're seeing other people do in business. Hire somebody to do the job that advances your company. Well, they're doing that with their kid, and it's illegal. 1-877-DOC-SALLY. Don't go away.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is heading down south this afternoon, making a visit to the Atlanta area, where coronavirus cases have been spiking recently, but that's not the topic of discussion. He'll be stopping by the UPS hub near Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport to discuss transportation initiatives and to announce ways to cut down the time it takes to get environmental permits for large projects. 87-year-old Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is still hospitalized, being treated for a possible infection. It's tax day, but not just for last year's tax return. More than $1.5 billion is unclaimed from the 2016 tax season, and any one of the estimated 1 million Americans who wants that money back must file their 2016 return today as well if they haven't already done so. And this is USA Radio News. Saying the free world should not tolerate abuses against the people of Hong Kong by the Chinese government, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo again condemning the crackdown on Hong Kong.
President Trump signed the Hong Kong Autonomy Act and announced a series of actions through a presidential executive order. If China treats Hong Kong as one country and a single system, so must we.
Speaking this morning, he says there could be more U.S. sanctions coming against China. He also ripped China's response to the coronavirus, saying Beijing should have been much more transparent during the early days of the outbreak. Former U.S. Senator and former Attorney General Jeff Sessions will not be returning to the U.S. Senate, at least not this election. Sessions losing his primary election to former Auburn football coach Tommy Tuberville. President Trump had endorsed the rival of his former AG. He insulted Sessions often after Sessions recused himself from the Russia investigation. And this is USA Radio News.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Just so pretty. All right, we are back on the Dr. Dolia Show. Thank you you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOCDALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, The Dr. Dahlia Show. So yesterday the president had a press conference. I didn't know he was going to have one, but he talked about legislation and an executive order to hold China accountable for their oppressive actions against the people of Hong Kong. Apparently, there's the Hong Kong Autonomy Act, which he signed yesterday, passed unanimously through Congress. It gives his administration tools to hold responsible the individuals and entities involved in extinguishing Hong Kong's freedom. So he talked about Hong Kong. He talked about the election. He talked about Joe Biden's entire career being a gift to the Chinese Communist Party. He said China has taken out hundreds of billions of dollars a year from our country, and we rebuilt China. He says, I give them all the credit in the world. I don't give the credit for the people that used to stand here because they allowed this to happen, where hundreds of billions of dollars were taken out of the United States Treasury in order to rebuild China. He said that they've ripped off the United States. Joe Biden has supported China's entry into the World Trade Organization, one of the, quote, greatest geopolitical and economic disasters in world history, he said. He said, if you look at China, if you look at the moment they joined the world trade, they were flatlining for years and years and years and decades. And then all of a sudden, they joined the World Trade Organization, and they went like a rocket ship. He said they were given all sorts of advantages. They were considered a developing country. They got tremendous advantages over the United States, and they took advantage of those advantages. He said America lost 10,000 factories while Joe Biden was vice president. He said Biden was here for 47 years. 8 years as vice president. 1 in 5 miles of our highways are still in poor condition. He goes, well, we're doing a good job in highways, but why didn't he fix them 3 years ago? Why didn't he fix them? So he kind of goes on and talks about Joe Biden's opposed tariffs because he was standing up for China. And let me see what else. And you know, I'm watching this, and I didn't get to see all of it because I was, again, dealing with the whole laxative issue. But I noticed Donald Trump had better-looking hair. And this better-looking hair was like a whitish-gray. And I didn't really think much of it because I'm trying to listen to the substance of the speech. But I guess Donald Trump is starting to get away from the orange hair. And he has the type of gray that is kind of the white, I mean, unless it's dyed, I don't know, but it's a much more natural looking whitish gray. And I bring this up because a lot of you men out there are trying to cover up your gray. Or cover up, you know, bald or whatever. And the funny thing is the people that let it go seem to actually look better. You know, I mean, Donald Trump has, you know, tried to be more tan, using self-tanners, it appears, you know, the hair, trying to keep it blondish so it starts to look more orange. I know that because I dye my hair. And when I dye my hair, it just starts to look more orangey and brassy. And, you know, he's gray. And with gray, you could blend in just a little bit of blonde if he doesn't want it to be completely gray. And he could actually do a much better job with his hair color. Now, some people are crediting his better-looking image on the coronavirus pandemic and how we couldn't, go to salons and things like that. I think somebody said maybe stop with the orange hair. And so he has hair. It's natural hair. He doesn't seem to be going bald. And why not embrace it? And why not embrace the gray? And so rather than his eyebrows being brownish and his hair being brownish, I think he did pretty good with that. So, it's always hard to take that step. You know, I noticed a gray eyebrow. I noticed a gray eyelash. You know, our melanin at some point, those cells seem to die, you know, as we get older and they don't produce color. And, you know, we don't want to look gray and we kind of attribute gray hair to being, to being older. But sometimes, you know, I see guys who keep dyeing it, and all of a sudden they let the gray come in, and it's like a white gray, and it is sexy as heck. You know, I mean, for those of you that want to know a woman's point of view, because I'm a woman, I could kind of give you a point of view in the heterosexual realm of things. All right, older men are sexy. I think they, Bob Barker. Yes, I'm sorry, Bob Barker had, I don't know how many women throw panties at him, you know, if the price was right. I mean, it was, I mean, women loved Bob Barker. Ricardo Montalban, remember from Fantasy Island, the plane. Ricardo Montalban, not tattoo. He was great. He was sexy. Okay, let's talk about bald. Okay, remember the guy on Love Boat? Was it Gavin McLeod? I don't know. The guy that was on Love Boat and he was, you know, in Mary Tyler Moore and all that. He was bald. Pretty sexy. Rick Harrison, Pawn Stars. People think he's pretty sexy. Bald. Bruce Willis. Bruce Willis was losing his hair. And I remember that in between awkward phase in the 90s where he was trying to still keep his hair. And I always thought Bruce Willis was just gorgeous. And I loved him in Moonlighting in the 80s. Well, he kept trying to, you know, deal with the awkwardness of going bald. He finally shaved it. And you want to know what? He looked good. He looked good. So, I think... There's a lot of beauty that we have, and we kind of, you know, attribute what society thinks we need as to what is, you know, necessary for us to look good. And I think the reason why maybe Trump looked better yesterday is because he exuded confidence. You know, I can only speak for heterosexual women. I don't even think I can speak for them because a lot of heterosexual women are like, look, I don't understand why, you know, you have crutches on the guys that you do. But I'm a big fan of Viggo Mortensen. I think he is very sexy. And I think Michael Fassbender is very, very sexy. And Bo Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard, Bo Duke, very, very sexy. Love John Schneider. Still very, very sexy. He kept the blonde, though. I don't think he's gone gray. He kind of kept the blonde. But, you know, we like confidence. We don't like cocky. There's a big difference. When somebody's like, well, I'm the best, I'm this, you know, and that's why a lot of people make fun of Donald Trump, because, you know, he sometimes comes across cocky. But then other times he comes across confident. And, you know, whether it's a president, whether it's a boss, whether it's a partner, whether it's a lover, you know, you want confidence. Now, you also want a little bit of humbleness. Okay, I get very turned on by somebody who's just a touch bit humble. You know, and they're like, look, you know, I'm not the best at this, so you're going to have to kind of teach me some things, you know, or, you know, I hope you like, you know, my cooking. I'm not the best at this, but, you know, I just want to please you. Oh, my God, that's like the best thing you can say to somebody like me. I'm like, oh, my gosh, really? You want to please me? You know, sometimes that little bit of humbleness. But the point I'm making is don't be extreme. Don't be stark. Okay, dyeing your hair jet black when you're 60, 70 years old, doesn't work. Embrace the gray. You know, acting like you are the bomb and you know everything there is to know about everything and, you know, you are the know-it-all. Gosh, we hate know-it-alls. I have some friends who are know-it-alls and I'm like, really? You know, because, you know, and again, speaking for a heterosexual woman, you know, we women want to kind of feel like we're right too sometimes. That our opinion is right. You know, guys, if you really want to sway a woman, you know, tell her when she's talking about something, you know, you're right. I never thought of it that way. You're right. Gosh, we love that. And don't patronize us, but, you know, patronize us. But it really is knowing that, one, you're listening, two, that you are going to incorporate something that we said and you validate and you think it's right. And again, you know, hopefully pick something that is right. Don't say if it's not. If it's not, then I maybe not even talk to her. But for somebody who's actually saying something that counts, I see my friends do this to me all the time. I say something right and they just won't give it to me. They won't give it to me. They won't say, yeah, you're, you know, just give it to me. Let me know that I'm right. Okay? Because otherwise I don't want to talk to you. I don't want to feel stupid. I don't want to feel inferior. I don't want to feel like I'm around somebody who's fake. You know? And I don't want to be around somebody who's trying to hide something about themselves. You know, when I see somebody dye their hair so rigorously, you know, it is kind of a turnoff, you know? So those are just things to think about. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Complex. complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Hey guys. Guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com. Hey guys, Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I spend a lot of time in the garage, but even more time in the rain, sleet, and mud. In 95, I helped tow your moving trailer. In 05, I helped you get out of a ditch. Yeah, I know I'm a bit rusty, and sadly in 09, it was sparks from me, your handy chains, dragging behind your truck that accidentally started a wildfire.
Sparks from dragging chains can start a wildfire. Spark a change, not a wildfire. Visit SmokeyBear.com, brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. All right, rockin' pneumonia and the boogie woogie flu. All right, this coronavirus thing has been one debacle after another, one big cluster. And Washington came out with something that kind of surprised a few of us. I don't know if you guys heard, but the Trump administration, I believe it's the Trump administration, said, told hospitals that rather than submit all their data on hospitals, ventilator use, and ICU data to the CDC, send it to them. Send it to Washington. Now, I heard some of you say it's about flipping time. I heard others of you go, what? Wait, well, and so I was a little shocked because the CDC has kind of been operating, like that's kind of what the CDC does. But I have been very, very frustrated, as a lot of medical professionals, as well as a lot of people listening to the news and trying to figure this out as to what exactly is going on with the data. And so I've always wondered if there was going to be like a checks and balances. You know, I don't like conspiracy theories, and I don't want to, you know, encourage the theory that we've been lied to. I don't think we've been lied to. The people have been dying. You know, people are on ventilators. People are on the ICU. What I do think, however, though, is some of the numbers have been inaccurate. I think we have a huge inaccuracy issue. We either have many more people who have been sick, or we have less people who have been sick. Or we've had people who have been sick with COVID, but that's not really why they died. Or we've had people that did die of COVID, but they never got the test because we didn't have the test. So I will very easily defend the notion that our data is not accurate. And I think a lot of us are on the same page with that, whether you're right, left, whatever. That these numbers are probably not accurate. Now, this is the CDC's job. The CDC's job is to take the data and take the numbers, okay? The problem is the CDC had been in a vice. And again, I wouldn't want to be in anybody's position with all this. But the CDC had a very difficult time, one, waiting for tests to get out there. And number two, what do you do with hospitals that are, you know, forced to see people for free who might have COVID and people not wanting to go in and get seen because they're afraid that, you know, they're going to get a big bill and, you know, and there weren't enough tests. So the CDC said, look, if you think it's COVID and you think that's what they died of, you could put it on the death certificate. Well, in medicine, you know, there should be a way to do that where it's a presumed COVID death. If somebody wasn't tested for COVID and they died of a heart attack, but you think COVID might have had something to do with it, and we do know COVID can affect the heart, then there is supposed to be a delineation of a heart-related death might be COVID-related. All right? If you don't know for sure, you could possibly delineate might. Maybe there's not a direct ICD-10 code for that, but there could very easily on a spreadsheet be that delineation. And we never got that. We've been asking for that for months because we've shut down, we've reopened, we're having trouble shutting down, we're trying to keep the schools closed, and we're basing this on the millions and millions of people affected by coronavirus and the hundreds of thousands of people that have throughout the world died. Okay, but if they weren't tested and they've died, and they died during flu season, has anybody really delineated? Was any of these flu? Was any of these pneumonia? And if the doctor or hospital is overwhelmed and they're just trying to do their job isn't data collection. Their job is to take care of people. Data collection is for the suits. All right? Doctors aren't suits. All right? They're, you know, frontline workers with the nurses and PAs and nurse practitioners and respiratory therapists and nutritional experts and pharmacists. So their job is to get people better. And if not, unfortunately, do the best they can, console the family, and then get that bed open for the next patient that unfortunately is coming in. So when we're being spewed these numbers and nobody's really kind of broken it down for us, or they just said, no, just assume they're all COVID-related. Somebody does, we should have an objective, all right, that's the key word, some objective entity looking at everything. Now, the CDC is supposed to be objective. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, you know, administration in office, the CDC is supposed to be that, you know, sort of, neutral entity. But maybe they were overwhelmed. So I agree that we need somebody else looking at the numbers. However, if Washington is saying bypass CDC and just send everything to the Health and Human Services, that might not be the best way to go. One, people now are accusing the Trump administration of trying to hide the numbers, that this is a transparency issue. So from a PR standpoint, not good. So when you look like you are shunting the data from the agency that's supposed to be kind of neutral and looking at everything and saying, no, just bring the numbers to us and then we'll give you numbers, there unfortunately is going to be a lot of conspiracy theories. There's going to be a lot of disbelief. There's going to be a lot of suspicions. So my suggestion to this is, and mind you, I get what Trump has to do and the administration has to do, okay? They want to actually see what these numbers are. I mean, all this time, you know, we've been told, you know, okay, well, you need to use masks, well, you don't need to use masks. Or we need tons of ventilators, and then these ventilators were sitting around, and many of the hospitals didn't need the ventilators. You know, we've been told in the news that hospitals are just, you know, cracking at the seams and busting at the seams, and people are falling into the hallway. And, you know, we've interviewed people, and we've talked to people in hospitals. They're like, no, we're half capacity, almost empty. So we obviously need a second entity getting some of this data. And if we're finding out that many hospitals are open and have beds, we could convey that information to people who are sitting at home not getting tested. Apparently some guy had died while waiting for a COVID test. He was waiting in line for a COVID test. Why the hell wasn't he in a hospital? Well, everybody thinks that the hospitals are full of COVID, that the hospitals are full of people falling out of the windows. Well, then somebody clarify that. And, you know, I know some of my local hospitals, they're getting full. There's no lie. Some of the ICUs are full. Okay, so get that information to Washington. So I think both entities need the data. If we really want to solve this problem of misinformation or unclear information, then have all hospitals do a CC to the Health and Human Services. This is the same information they give the CDC. And if both groups have the identical numbers and identical percentages, you know everybody's doing their job right. But if we see a huge disparity within 1 week of reporting, we know something's up. And you could just put it online. Don't put the name of the patient, but you could just put that information online. And fact checkers will see who went wrong. I mean, it's all numbers. It's all math. Give both entities the data. We will know, even in 24 or 48 hours, who's full of it. Okay? And I'm not saying the CDC is full of it or the Trump administration is full of it or whatever. But if somebody knows that every number is being fact-checked and can possibly display publicly, then they might take the time to be a little bit more accurate. And then they're going to kind of protect themselves by having that column saying, look, these weren't tested for COVID, but while they were battling a heart attack, they were found to be COVID positive. Now, some of us in the medical industry will say, you know, COVID could do that. But if it turns out that somebody had heart disease this whole time, you know, are we really going to call that a COVID death? So, this has to be kind of tweaked a little bit. If White House doesn't, you know, keeps CDC out of the loop, not, it's going to work too well. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, number one.
Rebel.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin? And as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.